broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Hope your family is doing great, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast for May 24th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant in the solution to the problems we face. A good, honest, moral people jealously guarding their liberties using the checks and balances of the freest country on the face of the earth absolutely is the answer. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. That was already fought and won successfully. And the keys to the kingdom already provided for solutions. I know it's not a kingdom, folks, except for when you think about the Savior Jesus Christ coming. It will be his kingdom. And I submit that we're the freest country on the face of the earth till the Savior returns. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing incredibly well. We've got a bunch of recaps to do. We had 2 days of shows that we simply did not get a chance to recap Friday's show. So let's do that real quick. And then we'll get into yesterday's show. On Friday, what was that, May 20th? We talked about the Ted Cruz sex scandal going nowhere. We talked about both failed leaders, Donald and Bill. Both failed leaders are pretending to duke it out while Hillary pretends to hold the moral high ground. Steve Voss sang a song called Wrong's Not Right. What about modern sex scandals for all three of them? Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. Why are we just talking about stuff 20 years ago or 30 years ago or whatever? Claim Chelsea Clinton is not even the true daughter of Bill and Hillary. She's really the daughter of an affair between Hillary Clinton and Webster Hubble. What's the truth about that, huh? See, they're not digging into things that could be proven. They're not digging into things that could be validated as modern discussion points. Was Vince Foster Hillary's secret lover? See, where are they attacking Bill's shenanigans, but not Hillary's? They say Hillary Clinton's just an enabler for Bill. Well, that may be true, but what about Hillary Clinton's secret lesbian lover emails? Are they on the same private server that we're discussing Benghazi and other classified tidbits, huh? What about the Clinton body count? Is it a coincidence or the kiss of death? How does Clinton earn $6.4 million? Huh? How does she do that without a job, huh? The Constitution Party makes its case for a completely different world. We're not about playing political games, says TheBlaze.com. That's right, Daryl Castle on the radio with us yesterday, presidential candidate. Scott Bradley on the radio with us yesterday, vice presidential candidate. Both of them doing a great job. They don't play any games, you're right about that. Target's stock continues to plummet after its immoral transgender bathroom stand. We talked about that. Thousands to rally in support of Justice Roy Moore in Alabama. Oklahoma Senate approves making abortions a felony, WorldNet Daily. Then, of course, the governor vetoed it. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two on Friday. We had our guest on Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, RichardMack.com. We talked about a poll. Two-thirds of Americans would struggle if they had a $1,000 crisis. That's right, $1,000. Doesn't matter the income level would give two-thirds of Americans trouble. Texas Republicans are also considering secession. They're accused of treason. Texas also considering a gold repository. I guess they call it a depository. Sorry. LibertyNewsDaily.com has that piece. Maybe because they really want to get rid of bogus money. That's the reason people are thinking it might be treasonous. I don't think secession is the answer. There's a lot of options short of the nuclear option that would restore the republic. think about the checks and balances and think about the power the people have. We also talked about the gold standard becoming increasingly popular as the dollar fades. We talked about George Soros, shorts U.S. says buy gold. Monsanto is targeted as potential takeover. Merger with Bayer, the German company. North Carolina student exodus underway. More children are homeschooling and going to private schools. The Obama administration has an increasingly ambitious program of social engineering and public education, and people are starting to see it for what it is, and they say, we don't want any part of that. It's bogus. Well, I can see why people think that, for sure. All right, that's a recap that took place on Friday. Because we had a presidential candidate and vice presidential candidate for the Constitution Party on both hours yesterday, we didn't get a chance to do the recap for Friday's news. We didn't get a chance to do that yesterday, so we did it today.
That's right.
Good point. Not Monday. Now we're going to do Mondays because we didn't get a chance to do that because it was yesterday, and now today's today, and yesterday is the day we always do today. I mean, today's the day we always do yesterday, right?
Yeah.
By the way, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're exactly right, though, my friend, and that's why I was kind of hesitating to make sure that I had the actual, you know, broadcast days straight. But we just did Friday's broadcast because we didn't have time to do it yesterday. Yesterday's recap starts now, brought to you in part by thepowermill.com. Do business with the good guys. That is thepowermill.com, 877-817-9829. Yesterday, we had on our guest, Darrell Castle, presidential candidate on the Constitution Party ticket. Castle, that's C-A-S-T-L-E, castle2016.com. And Mr. Castle is a Memphis area attorney and a Vietnam War veteran. His goal, to defend Western civilization, charting America's course as free and independent people. See, the Western civilization idea is the idea of God, family, and country, life, liberty, and property. Government's not king, but God is. The Judeo-Christian ethics, that's all Western civilization stuff, folks. Presidential candidate Darrell Castle spoke last night in Memphis as well. He was invited by the Campaign for Liberty people to speak. That's pretty tremendous. Good people working together. I love to see that. We also talked about Obama put a U.S. end to the embargo on the visit of the former enemy. Now, on one hand, you know, they say that's good, the embargo's ending, but what it really means is Barack wants to become an arms dealer to the Vietnamese. At the same time, he wants to promote arms dealing to Vietnam. Obama announces the Peace Corps coming to Vietnam for the first time. Wow. ABC News. Now, that's kind of a contradiction. Let's arm you to the teeth and bring the Peace Corps in, you know? Darrell Castle wisely said that he thinks Barack's just trying to play both sides of the coin and hedge his bets, if you will. Withdrawal of the United States from the United Nations and an explanation of why this must happen. That's a key component of the Castle-Bradley campaign. We need to take a non-interventionist approach to foreign policy, says Darrell Castle. Boy, is he right on that. We need to start the process to end the Federal Reserve and return the United States to a constitutional monetary system. Wow, I could get aboard with that, couldn't you? We need to return to fiscal sanity and solvency. We need to bring spending under control and pay down the debt. Wow, that's my kind of guy. We need to start the process of closing down all unconstitutional agencies of the federal government. Boy, is he right as rain on that, too. We also talked about the Obama administration's order to government schools on gender regarding bathrooms is illegal and unconstitutional, says Darrell Castle. He's an attorney at law as well, and boy, is he right. He was so good at what he said in his press release, he inspired me to write an article published at libertyroundtable.com now. It's called The Transgender Lie in Government Education. This is not justice. And this is not education. Sam Bushman. Hopefully we can, read that, focus on that. A little later in the broadcast today, because it's an article probably worth reading. We also talked about the Constitution Party with Scott Bradley, vice presidential candidate. The Constitution Party is the most viable third party. We talked about it's about the company you keep. It's about leadership, and the status quo has got to go. Dr. Scott Bradley uses the new media taking center stage to promote his weekly webinars. We'll get into that and more as the broadcast unfolds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So we're talking about our incredible interviews yesterday with Scott Bradley, vice presidential candidate, and Daryl Castle, presidential candidate. They're running under the Constitution Party, the most viable third party in the nation. And we're talking about how Scott Bradley is using the new media taking center stage to get out the word. And it's just tremendous what he's doing there. It really is. We talked about Scott Bradley's last week's webinar that he's doing on how illegal immigration and executive orders are destroying our nation. The webinar coming up is a webinar on immoral and unconstitutional, unjust wars. Just tremendous stuff, if you ask me, from Mr. Scott Bradley. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. available on the Roku player, on demand. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel and Liberty Roundtable Live and on demand, available free. Also available at republicbroadcasting.org and libertyroundtable.com. Check all that out. Incredible interviews. Now, those interviews are going to start appearing all over the place, too, because Scott Bradley and Daryl Castle are going to be promoting those. And I was so impressed with the two candidates that I decided to endorse them. You know what? I've told you over and over and over that, you know what? I'm not voting for anybody. I didn't vote in the primaries. I'm not a Republican. I just sat on the sidelines going, man, it seems so sad in America. There's not a single good person to vote for. There's really not. I know people could say, well, Cruz is awesome because of this, Sam, and Trump is awesome because of that, Sam. And my response is, one, Cruz isn't even constitutionally qualified to be president. Secondly, neither of them understand the Constitution. Well, Sam, you know what? Cruz is an attorney. He understands the Constitution quite well. Well, then he wouldn't run because he'd know he's not even qualified. They all have sex scandals. Well, after interviewing Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley, both of them have been married to one woman for well over 30 years. You heard me, well over 30 years. One man, one woman marriages, stable with children. And there's not scandals of sexual misconduct or anything in their lives that we know of. And so I'm just really impressed with both of them, that they understand the principle. I was so impressed, Kurt, I just dropped everything yesterday. And I wrote my endorsement and sent it to the campaign. Kurt Crosby has a copy in his hand. You ready, Kurt?
Well, not exactly in my hands. I mean, I got it on the screen.
Okay, I know. See, I'm not even in the digital world yet, man. What's going on around here? But you're right. Kurt Crosby has it in front of him.
Yeah.
A digital copy, by the way. Yeah. Just full of zeros and ones, just so you know.
Right? Well, yeah, I can read the words here. It says, official endorsement, colon, Daryl Castle, comma, Scott Bradley. I, Sam Bushman, hereby officially endorse Daryl Castle, President, and Scott Bradley, Vice President for the United States of America. After personal discussions, knowing them both for years, and my incredible on-air radio interviews with Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley, they have been found to be good, honest, and wise men. Huh. Further, I am convinced their valiant leadership in the sacred cause of liberty, demonstration of complete fidelity in their personal and public lives, along with a true fundamental understanding of American principles, make them uniquely qualified for my endorsement as the next leaders of the free world. I personally encourage all Americans to come together and join them in a valiant stand to make America free again. After all, the issue is honesty. It's about the company you keep. It's about moral leadership. The status quo has got to go. Signed, Sam Bushman, the phone number.
What do you think of that, Kurt?
I see that was very well worded.
See, I think that ought to be put in the USA Today or something, man. Come on. Publish that bad boy in the New York Times, the USA Today. Just get out the word, you know?
Yes.
Not because I'm so important. I'm just kind of a nobody, a little Liberty Roundtable talk show host or whatever. Not even significant in my own right necessarily. But I bring it all up because we really need leadership, Kurt. If there's one thing missing, in my humble opinion, in America today, it's appropriate leaders. And I want to focus specifically on the words that I used, why I'm backing them, Kurt. There's three main reasons articulated there. Do you have those handy?
Yes. I mean, you said they have been found to be good, honest, and wise men.
That's exactly right. And when you think about good, honest, and wise, you start to think about a lot of things. There's a lot of people that may be good guys, good people. Look, you know what? I'm sure that if you hang out at lunch with Donald Trump, he's a good guy. You know, I'm sure. Okay. But we need good. And what that means is good doesn't just mean like, he's a good dude. He's a nice guy. You know, what it means is good meaning they live moral principles. Okay. It means they're America's great because America's good, said de Tocqueville. That means morally good, Kurt. And I would submit to you that Trump, Cruz, all these guys, they're not good guys. They're not good, honest, moral people. They're not. Okay, when we talk about honesty, look, both of these guys have been married to one woman for more than 30 years. They love their wives as Christ loved the church, kind of an idea. They're solid in their professions and in who they are. They're stable. They're not given to every whim. They're not battling back and forth. They're just drawing distinction between opinions and viewpoints and ideas and solutions. Okay? Honest. They're honest as the day is long. Wise. They understand the principles that made America great. Okay? And then I articulate what I mean by good, honest, and wise as the endorsement unfolds. I explain. Look, they're true leaders, Kurt. They are. One's an attorney.
Yep.
The other one's got a PhD, a doctorate in constitutional law, if you will. Okay, these people are not slouches. They're leaders. And they have fidelity in their personal and their public lives. That's important to understand. What Bill Clinton wants you to believe is, hey, every president has a private life, and in the private life I can go ahead and do whatever I want to. No, not when it comes to leadership in America, you can't. I mean, you're free to make horrible choices if you want to, but that should mean we won't make you our leaders. Now, I know people would debate me on leaders and say, look, the president's the biggest servant of them all. I agree with that. But we need statesmen. Okay, then I talk about wise. These people understand the principles of the Constitution. One's got a PhD in constitutional law, Kurt. Scott Bradley. The other one's a well-known attorney that's not a slouch in his own right. He's been one of the leaders of the Constitution Party forever. These people are for real. And then I end with some important things. The issue is honesty. I end with a couple of other interesting phrases, Kurt. This idea that we need to have a valiant stand with them. One of the things that is important if we want to make change in America is if good leaders are found, they need to be supported by the people. We need to join them in a valiant stand. Think about what that means, a valiant stand. Valiant is an interesting word. But in my opinion, that word denotes something of significance, of importance, and being true to that. He was valiant in battle. Etc. And when we say a valiant stand, they're making a stand towards or for a return to the supreme law of the land and to the Judeo-Christian principles that made America great. That's what we're talking about here. And so I absolutely, unequivocally, in writing, I'm not as eloquent as I hope to be, but to the best of my abilities, put together an endorsement that is beyond myself in the sense that it appeals to the reasons, the purposes, and the goals of their campaigns. When we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about an article I wrote. And then we got a bunch of news to break down. We'll do it all in seconds. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Straight ahead on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Although the Obama administration claims that the nation is in economic recovery and unemployment is in decline, most American households exist on the unstable edge of financial ruin. A survey conducted by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found that three-quarters of Americans who belong to households with an annual income less than $50,000 would have difficulty scrounging up $1,000 to deal with sudden emergencies. Commentator Matt Vespa points out that most baby boomers are retiring with less than $50,000 in savings or investments. One-third of Americans have saved nothing for retirement, and more than half say they have saved less than $10,000. Among the factors that have created the situation are an entitlement system that socializes retirement and old age care, functions that prior to the FDR administration were carried out by extended families, and a monetary system system headed by the Federal Reserve that has manipulated interest rates in a fashion designed to encourage debt and deter saving. As society reels under what would have been unthinkable even in the social upheavals of the 1960s, the executive branch of the U.S. government is demanding the elimination of strict gender separation in bathrooms. The Justice Department is suing North Carolina over a law requiring men to use the men's room and women the ladies' room, regardless of a person's perceived gender identity. Joel Skousen had this comment of the trend shaking up social norms. Quote, "We are in the midst of a full-scale war on free thought and free choice of association. The demands of the LGBT activists and Obama to mandate full transgender access to the bathing, toilet, shower, changing room of their choice, despite the privacy violations of others, is just the foot in the door. Cultural radicals in this country will settle for nothing less than letting gays and sexual deviants run roughshod over everyone else's rights and muzzle all opposing voices under penalty of evil law." Subscribe to Joel's analysis of world events at worldaffairsbrief.com. Defining what constitutes a true fundamental right has always been challenging. Joel Skousen offers this rule of thumb. Quote, "With all this talk about false rights, I developed a definition that is non-conflicting and which helps sort out true rights from false rights. A fundamental right is a right that all persons can claim simultaneously without forcing anyone to serve their needs. Simultaneity is important because all people must be able to claim a fundamental right at the same time, and that's why the second issue of non-use of force is important, so that true rights are never conflicting." For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. We're breaking it down. So I gave an endorsement of Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley, presidential and vice presidential candidates on the Constitution Party ticket. There's never been a better time for a third party, ladies and gentlemen, even the Republicans, even the insiders. We're talking about a third party when they hope they can make a difference. Nevertheless, we've had a third party for years, and it's becoming more and more viable. Just imagine if all the people decided, you know what? We're done with this immorality. We're done with this battle of mutual destruction campaigning that's going on here. We're done with that. We're going to stand for good, honest, moral, and wise men. We're going to get this done. And we went third party and elected Darrell Castle for president of the United States, made a viable third party, actually second party, the Constitution Party, and the Darrell Castle has selected Scott Bradley as his running mate. Just imagine, principled, moral leaders at the helm. Anything else you want to mention about the endorsement that I wrote, Kurt?
You know, I was thinking about, some will say that this is basically just pie in the sky. And I would simply say that, hey, you know, there's been a lot of other big goals, I guess, that have been accomplished. There's no reason this couldn't happen if the people simply did their duty, and that is they basically endorsed and supported good, honest, wise men, and they passed the word along. You know, we have all these different means of communication today. Even, you know, as you've always taught us, the new media has taken center stage. You know, the media of emails and, you know, the Facebook, you know, all the different ways that we can communicate. There's no reason this couldn't happen if individuals would just not fall for the simple lie of the old, well, you know, you can't win with this, so then you've got to choose the lesser of two evils. Anytime you choose the lesser of evils, it's still evil.
Yeah, I hate that. But I will say this. I can sleep at night with my vote, Kurt, because it's a vote for a good, honest, and wise person. There's two of them that I believe are that way. And are they perfect? No, far from, folks. But they're with a party that understands the supreme law of the land. And they have a track record of good, honest, wise leadership. in their lives. They understand the principles. And anyway, all I'm telling you is that we really need to make a difference here. And I can sleep at night with my vote is my response. And if I'm throwing my vote away, my response to those who stand for the status quo, if I'm throwing my vote away, is that all you've got to say? Really? Okay, the status quo has got to go, folks. We got to have something different if we want different results. That's my only claim. All right, anything else on that, Kurt?
Well, just one final little phrase from a gentleman that I, value his words greatly. He said, basically, to vote for wicked men is a sin. And I'm sure you included women in that case for Hillary. And, so it's nice to have the option of good individuals to support.
And that's where my vote's going. All right. I wrote an article, Kurt, called The Transgender Lie in Government Education. This is not justice, and this is not education. Sam Bushman. We referred to this article yesterday when we were talking to Scott Bradley and a little bit when we were talking to Daryl Castle. Daryl Castle wrote the first press release on this that I saw that was just unequivocally rejecting Barack's abusive move. All the other Republicans just kind of have milquetoast responses, Kurt, or whatever. Daryl Castle takes off the gloves. And I was so inspired by his stand that I wrote an article in support of him and in support of the principles that he's talking about here. Do you have that handy?
Yes, I do.
On the screen?
So it says...
Digital copy and everything?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah, that's right. It says, on Friday, May 14th, a joint letter from the Department of Education and the Department of Justice was sent to the nation's public schools with guidelines regarding transgender students. The Obama administration pretends these guidelines were designed to ensure that transgender students enjoy a supportive and non-discriminatory school environment. Daryl Castle, Constitution Party presidential candidate, is right when he says, quote, we must show President Obama that he is not a dictator, end quote. The 1.25 million plus Americans who have signed the Boycott Target Pledge, hosted by the American Family Association, should be commended for their stand as well. This politically driven agenda is not education and violates time-honored moral codes of conduct. I condemn this order and further state that it is illegal and unconstitutional. The states and school districts are under no obligation to obey. I further urge them to completely reject and ignore this pretend law. Many states, speaking through their elected officials, have vowed defiance, and their courageous stand should be encouraged. This president may consider himself an absolute dictator, but it is our duty to show him that he is not. Let's hope that people will finally realize that the system doesn't have to continue to disintegrate and divide. When Obama threatens to withhold federal funding over noncompliance, it becomes an unconstitutional federal de facto bribe. All 50 states should reject the filthy lucre. The American people must demand a firm stand on principle defined in supreme law, aka our Constitution. Public officials have taken an oath and have an obligation to use the checks and balances our founding fathers gave their lives for to protect liberty. We call on all elected officials, especially county sheriffs, who have sworn an oath before God to stand against this propaganda scheme, to join Oklahoma lawmakers who are urging Congress for Obama's impeachment over transgender bathrooms. He has gone too far this time. Please claim the moral high ground and reject this tyrannical action once and for all. The status quo has got to go.
There you have it, my friend. I will say that Daryl Castle wrote the core. His press release is way shorter, but he gave me the inspiration, and I use some of his wording in there. I give him attribution as well. But all I'm telling you is that there's where we stand, Kurt. Again, this ought to be published in the New York Times and USA Today. If we just had money to really publish this kind of stuff, just imagine what could be done with leadership in the nation, with folks like Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley and people in the media that are calling a halt to the con game, and the new media taking center stage, and webinars all over the country speaking to thousands of people, and Liberty Roundtable and other talk shows making a difference all across the land. Kurt, you'd have a different ballgame, my friend.
Well, and the fact is, we've seen these deals go viral, if you will, where individuals maybe send out something and it reaches millions and millions and millions of people. And we have that power. We simply have to take it and use it and stand up and say, hey, this far, but no more.
You know what you might call that, Kurt?
And what's that?
A valiant stand.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's what we're talking about, a valiant stand, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it's interesting, that article, any other thoughts on that, Kurt? Any other feelings regarding this?
Well, it's, at least to me, it's very much akin, and I don't know if I read this somewhere just lately, but I always, you know, feel this way pretty much, is that here's, once again, the, you know, emperor saying, man, how do you like my new duds? And basically, he's just buck naked, because the fact is, this is just not right. And even if you think that that political correctness should be around, it's still not right, and this is wrong. Wrong's not right.
Amen to that. That's a great song by Steve Voss, by the way. Anyway, I'm not trying to tell you that my articles are that good or better than anybody else's or anything. I do feel, though, that we need to learn to appeal to our founding father era. And we need to appeal to our godly heritage. And we need to appeal to moral code. Justice in ethics, if you will. We really need to start to take off the gloves here and call a spade a spade. By the way, one of our buddies emailed in. He said, hey, Michael Rivera just said on his show that he would like to see Trump pick Cynthia McKinney as his VP. So he says, at least there's somebody who knows who Cynthia is and likes her. All right, I'm going to respond to this. I've talked about this till ad nauseum almost, Kurt. We'll do it in seconds. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. So this guy, this listener, emails in about Cynthia McKinney. He says, Mike Rivero on the radio just talked about how he wishes that Trump would pick Cynthia McKinney as his running mate. And you know what? This guy brought up Cynthia McKinney to us, I can't remember, like a month ago or something, Kurt, and I basically said, you know what, I remember who she is, but I don't remember all the details about her. I know that I don't really like her, and her and I aren't in step with each other, etc. Kurt was like, I can't remember who she is, but then off the radio, this guy emails a couple of things about Cynthia, and Kurt went, oh yeah, I remember who she is now. And so it wasn't like we don't know who she is. It's sometimes like when you hear something on air, you're like, I don't really. And then once you kind of dig in, you're like, oh, yeah, I know about this. Well, I knew about her and said that I didn't like her from the start. I think that there's some good things that she does. There's a lot of bad that she does, too. And although I think she's a nice person, again, I put her kind of in the Trump category where, you know what, sometimes she says and does some of the right things, and I commend that which she does right. But she also does a lot of horrible things that I just cannot get behind. Okay? Trump telling you that he's a conservative, in my opinion, is a lie. Okay? He's clearly pro-abortion. Now he says he's pro-life, but I don't believe it. Cynthia McKinney is pro-abortion. And I just cannot ever get behind a candidate that's pro-abortion. Period. End of paragraph. Call me a single-issue guy. Call me what you will. But the whole purpose, the whole proper role of limited government is to protect life, liberty, and property. And if you will not protect life for the most innocent among us, I don't know how to help you, but you and I just cannot be on the same page. We can be polite to one another. We don't have to be hostile and abuse or threaten one another or anything. We can be polite. We can politely agree to disagree. But I fundamentally cannot go down that road of support with that critical issue front and center, large-esque in my mind, if you will. Okay, so Cynthia McKinney may be a nice person, and Michael Rivero's free to say who he wants to, you know, and I can politely agree to disagree with Rivero or this guy that emailed in or anybody else, Kurt, but I can't support Cynthia when she's pro-death, in my opinion. Same with Trump. Same with a lot of these people. And I look at, when I compare, say, a Daryl Castle / Scott Bradley ticket, both of them are as pro-life as you can get. When I think of those two guys, compared to a Donald Trump / Cynthia McKinney ticket, I say, are we going to vote for good, honest, wise men or not? And when I look at the Daryl Castle / Scott Bradley ticket compared to any other possibles in the field today for president and vice presidential candidates, I say, the status quo has got to go. And I submit to you that a Trump and a Cynthia McKinney, they would give you a little bit of shakeup verbally and then attack the media and then do some fun things. But they wouldn't really fundamentally change the direction of the country. Not even close. Now you'd say, oh, Sam, come on. Trump would build a wall and it. Look, being hostile to immigrants isn't the answer. It's our failed immigration policy that's the problem. Not the people who come here and want freedom. How do we separate those who really want freedom versus those who want to do us harm? That's a good start. Bring the troops home and we'll start there. But see, Trump's not ready to bring the troops home. Trump's not ready to have a humble George Washington-esque foreign policy. Trump's not ready to shut down Roe versus Wade as a hostile abuse of the people, a pro-death policy. Trump's not ready to shut down the Federal Reserve. Trump's not ready to get rid of every unconstitutional program. So I'm not downing Trump. He might be a nice guy. He won't respond to my open letter. But I stand on these pro-life principles. I stand on the character of a person. And I'm convinced that in the field today, Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley by far have a handle on the principles, have a continuity in character, have a morality and a fidelity in their personal and private or public and private lives, and have a grasp of the issues and have a direction that I absolutely resonate with. And you could say, well, Sam, they don't have a prayer winning. And my response is, I get it, but I can sleep at night with my vote for good, honest, wise men and women. Any other comments about this, Kurt? I'm not really here to beat up Trump or to down Cynthia McKinney. That which they do right, I support. I'm just telling you, there's a stark contrast in my opinion of who we're talking about. And you know what? Mike Rivero and this guy that emailed in, they're free to support Cynthia McKinney and think that's a good idea. I just don't. But I'm not here to attack them. I'm just here to draw distinctions about our beliefs and why. That's all. Anything to add to that?
Not that I can think of. Covered it very well. Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No. Well, I mean, there's a lot of news, et cetera, but not on those issues. I can't really, you know, add. I think it's been covered.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. There you have that. All right, let's see here. This is weird, Kurt. I'm not really sure how to respond to this story. Utah State Senator Todd Weiler wants to install pornography blockers on all mobile phones. TheBlaze.com brings the piece to us. Now, you and I are clearly 100% against pornography. We believe it's absolutely evil, absolutely destructive. And it's wicked, and it's, in my opinion, a tool of Satan to destroy families, okay? I mean, I don't know if I could be more clear about my beliefs on this, but there you go.
That's pretty close, yeah.
However, when Utah State Senator wants to create a law that would require, that would force everyone that would install pornography blockers on their phones, what do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, this whole idea that we force people to be good is kind of a... there's somebody else that tried that, and it's just not the plan of the Prince of Peace, as far as I can tell.
Amen to that. It's not the plan of our republic either, Kurt. So although I'm as against pornography as this Todd guy, Todd Weiler, I agree with him in the sense that pornography is evil, and we need to do our very best to make choices to rid it from our society. However, I don't believe in and or support an idea that would force by law everybody put a porn blocker on their phone. If you're going to do that, why make me install a porn blocker? Why don't you just basically force all the pornography companies to go out of business? Hunt them down and take them out. And, you know, maybe the TSA could get that done, Kurt. Just kidding.
Well, they could certainly, basically control the borders, if you will. In other words, if they're going to do that on your phone, why not, like you say, make it so that as the internet, whatever, comes into the state of Utah, you know, or whatever, then it's just cleaned of that filth, you know. I mean, I suppose that's...
Now, I would support a private sector appeal to all ISPs and a private sector choice to say, listen, you own a private company and you have the right to block pornography on your servers or on your machines or your infrastructure or your network or whatever else. I support an idea like that because it's voluntary in nature. It's private sector and it's carrying out. Government would be advocating for a moral stand. I support all that. I just don't support a law that, because look, if I have a porn blocker on my phone, that still means all the porn gets sent everywhere. It's just blocked at my device level. Why not stop the sending of it and or stop it from traversing the networks in the first place? And I think if you use a private sector answer... it's kind of the opposite of a position for transgender bathrooms. You'd have a petition that would be positive that would say, hey, we want to do business with and support and utilize ISPs that do care about our morality, that'll take steps to make sure that, okay, there's positive ways to go about this in the private sector is the whole point, Kurt.
Yep. So, yeah. There you
so I get the concern. We just have a different solution, see? Okay. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. IRS Chief John Koskinen. He's not going to appear at a House hearing on his impeachment. Kurt, he's too busy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Congress said you got to come in here for your this hearing and everything, and he just said, uh-uh. I got other stuff to do, man. I've been traveling.
Here's one way to get Mr. Koskinen's
arrest
attention.
That sucker and toss him in the clink?
Well, yeah, you can do that. but another way is just make sure that he doesn't have any money to spend. If you're Congress, you're the check writers.
Yeah, but Kurt, he's just bullying Congress right now, and they're just kowtowing to the IRS chief.
Yeah, I mean, they just act like they don't know their power, you know.
I think they ought to just simply say to him,
the power of the purse.
If you're not going to show up to the discussions about this, we're just going to flat out impeach you then. Next. We're going to defund your organization and impeach you immediately.
We're just going to eliminate the IRS. You know, that's pretty simple. They just got to do it. But most of the time, I mean, they just talk, and nothing happens.
You're right about that. And that's the problem. That's why, you know what? But again, you know what? What if 50 million Americans said, John Koskinen, you will go to this thing, or we demand our representatives impeach you? Yep. If enough Americans got involved, buddy, it would move the needle towards liberty, and it would happen, or Koskinen would be gone tomorrow. But not if nobody cares, not if everybody just kind of sits back and hum-de-dum. It's not going to happen.
Well, how many people will even be told about that story?
Well, all the listeners that are smart listen to Liberty Roundtable and other incredible talk shows.
Yeah.
By the way, ex-Breitbart reporter Michelle Fields moves to the Huffington Post, Kurt. She used to be with Breitbart, and then she got in a big battle with a Trump person, right? They say that, you know, he threw her to the ground and all that. Well, now she shows up at the very liberal Huffington Post.
Huh.
Kind of weird, huh?
Yes.
Just thought would bring that to your attention. This is your News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station, folks. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. RepublicBroadcasting.org, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, and by the way, one of the best news sites on the internet, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. We declare we the people can restore the republic. We need your help. This nation shall endure.